She opened her eyes, immediately raising her hand against the fierce glare of both suns high in the sky. The rich boy sat beside her. She exhaled heavily. This was all his fault. Iron rings shackled his ankles, which were covered in dried rivulets of blood, and a similar pair had been clamped around her own. The metal lay heavy on her skin. Her stomach turned over. She tugged against them, straining to pull one foot free, crying out when the metal bit into her leg. Blood oozed from her scraped skin and dribbled onto the floor. Then she spotted the two thugs from the street, standing with their backs to her. She gasped, and then her hands flew to her mouth, praying they wouldn't come over. What did they want with her? She had nothing to do with the rich boy. They must know that.
"Don't draw attention," the boy hissed. "The rings are too tight. I already tried."
"Quiet,"
the bearded giant barked, but didn't turn around.
"We have to escape," she whispered. "How do you suppose we do that, stupid, right under their noses?"
She sighed. They sat upon a wooden dock at which two small boats bobbed up and down. She peered over one shoulder and observed the stack of crates on which they were both leaning. There was a small gap further along. If they could create a distraction, it might be possible to sneak away.